I'm Bob Boylan with All Songs Considered. One of my very favorite podcasts isn't a music podcast. It's called the TED Radio Hour. The TED Radio Hour is a journey through fascinating ideas, astonishing inventions, fresh approaches to old problems, and new ways to think and create. Find the TED Radio Hour podcast at npr.org/podcasts. What is the one immutable truth of life, Mr. Hilton?
Nothing's ever easy. Nothing's ever easy. Hmm. I have five immutable truths that I live by, but the number one that I even have you on board for is nothing's ever easy.
That's true. Some of your rules are kind of, you know, I think ridiculous. But
if you'd like to know the rest of the rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to 1111 North Capitol in Washington Street in Washington, D.C., 20002,
Robin Hilton.
Attention, Robin Hilton, All Songs Considered. And I will send you a laminated card with all five of the immutable truths in life.
Do you have a laminated card?
Absolutely. Yeah. People are clamoring for these. I'm always ordering a new batch. Yeah. 500 at a time. Anyway, Nothing's Ever Easy kind of ties in with this first song I want to play by Villagers. Villagers is Conor O'Brien. He's from Dublin. He's an artist I discovered at South by Southwest in 2010. We're gearing up to go again and find some more discoveries. The show that we were talking about the weather before we came in here because it's gorgeous today. It was just horrible all last week. But the show I saw Conor O'Brien play, it was just him and his guitar.
Oh, that crazy day in Austin.
Horribly cold. Everyone was just freezing. He kept having to stop in mid-song just to blow in his hands to warm him up because his fingers were going numb on him, but it was still a wonderful show, and that was for a record that he did, his first record, Becoming a Jackal. It was so good. We had him in later that year in 2010 for Tiny Desk. Now he's back with a new record under the Villagers name. It is called Darling Arithmetic, and I want to play a song that's all about, in some ways, how nothing's ever easy. And the song is called Hot, Scary Summer.
So you thank me for my hard work, but you've had it up to there. 'Cause this shouldn't be hard work, but I'll fight to care if you'd care to fight. Thank you for your hard work, but I've had it up to here. 'Cause this shouldn't be hard work, at least not kind that makes us half a person, half a monster, stuck together in this hot, scary summer. Oh Lord, hot, scary summer. Oh, kissing on the cobblestone in the heat of the night, and all the pretty young homophobes looking out for a fight. We got good at pretending, then pretending got us good. We've always been up against it, but now it's sad to see we're up against each other in this hot, scary summer. Oh Lord, hot, scary summer. You live travel right to the heart of this hot, scary summer. Hard work, at least not the kind that makes us half a person, half a monster, stuck together in this hot, scary summer.
Have you ever been in a relationship that just left you thinking, man, it shouldn't be so hard? It doesn't need to be so much hard work.
Me? Nah.
At least not the kind that makes us half a person, half a monster stuck together in this hot, scary summer. There's so many great lines in that song. I think the one that really gets me is that he says, we got good at pretending, then pretending got us good. Oh, man, does that ever ring true with so many things? I think what I like about Villager's music the most is it's always just so lovely and so transporting and great poetry, but it is just surrounded by loneliness and darkness, and that just, I don't know, just makes me weep at the human experience, I guess. It's just such beautiful music. Villager's, that song Hot Scary Summer from Darling Arithmetic, that is out April 14th.
A good one.
Yeah, it's a great record. So excited to have him back.
If you drove about 7 hours north, a little bit west, you'd wind up in Edinburgh, Scotland,
yeah.
And that'd be at the home of Young Fathers. Mm-hmm. It's a hip-hop group, it's a rock group, it's sort of all sorts of music all wrapped into one. It's the lives of three kids who got together when they were 14, met at a hip-hop dance party. G. Hastings, he's from Edinburgh, but the other two members of the band, Aloysius Massacoy, his family's originally from Liberia. Kias Bankuli, his parents are from Nigeria. It's really quite a hodgepodge band. They make just remarkable music. They have a new record coming out in April called White Men Are Black Men Too. They recorded this in Australia, all over the world, but they recorded this cut in Australia, eventually on the song you hear of the Leith Congregational Choir on the song. It's quite a cut. And I'm going to play a song called Shame.
Down, way back.
kind of a TV on the radio thing going on there, too.
Absolutely. And a lot of times, a lot of hip-hop mixed with rock. That's why I was saying hot, big hodgepodge. You just don't know what to get from them other than good music.
Yeah.
Really, really good music.
You've seen them live, too.
I have. They were fabulous. Used to eat music all here in town. Mercury Prize winners for their last album, Dead, which was a fantastic record. This one called White Men Are Black Men Too. It's a mixed-race band. Controversial title for sure. They have their reasons for it. It's kind of convoluted for me to interpret their description of why they named it this. I'm sure you could look it up online. But they're fabulous performers, and we're going to be hearing a lot from them this year, I'm sure. Young Fathers is the group. The next group I'm going to play, Take the Next Cut, too.
Whoa, time out.
So here's this very, very mixed band, Young Fathers, with a choir in Australia. Well, I'm going to play another very mixed band. This is a Swedish and Malawi combo who have a Malawi choir on this song. So I think it's just only right.
Oh,
yeah, right? The group is the very best. We've played them on the show before. It's Johan Hugo and Esa Momaya. Maybe it's just best if I play this music, because it is this another great hodgepodge mix. And I think really kind of only in the 21st century do we get music that's so mixed up like this. It's so good. The new record's called Makes a King, and I'm going to play a song by the very best called Let Go.
Let's go.
That is the perfect song to, like, it's just, summer is so close. It's just so close. And that is a great song for rolling down all the windows and hitting the road.
Awesome. The very best is the group. And Chris Bayo from Vampire Weekend, the bass player, is on this. You hear a voice from the great Senegalese singer Baba Mal is on this record.
Okay.
So exciting to hear it. The very best. The new record, Makes a King, comes out the first week of April.
You know, when you were up in New York seeing Björk play live.
New York.
I was trapped in a house with trying to keep a three-year-old entertained for 4 days straight because of the weather. We couldn't
go
outside. The poor little guy. I mean, the both of us, I think, nearly lost our minds by the end of it going with cabin fever. But this song that I want to play came up randomly, and it was just like a manna from heaven. It's by the band Inventions. Inventions, it's Matthew Cooper from Alluvium and the Explosions in the Sky guitarist Mark Smith. It's the two of them working together. They first did a record last year for a self-titled record called Inventions, and now they're back already with a new record called Maze of Woods. And this song is called Slow Breathing Circuit.
can imagine those guys kind of holed up in a place, not coming out for months.
Matthew Cooper of Alluvium and Mark Smith of Explosions in the Sky. Yeah, they did this whole record through the mail. They just sent files to each other. And like, here's a little thing I worked on. See if this inspires you to add something to it. I love the pause. There's a pause about halfway through that song we just heard that feels like this inhalation, you know, just this big. And then they let it all out. There's this release, and they let it all out. Slow Breathing Circuits, the song from Maze of Woods. So the vocals on that, they made these songs with a bunch of different samples from various sources, and they pitch shifted the vocals and stretched them out. And if you listen to them, both of the guys in the band say they hear
Paul is dead.
They hear different things in it. Like, they both say, well, I think it sounds like we're saying this, but we're not really sure. They wanted lyrics that were easy to feel if they weren't easy to understand.
Well, then nothing is ever easy.
Yeah, that's true, man. Rule number one. Anyway, this record, Maze of Woods by Inventions, is out March 17th.
It's beautiful.
And the whole thing's up right now. If you want to hear some more from it, we've got it in our First Listen series right now. And joining us now to share all the hits from the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, and today is NPR Music editor Jacob Gans.
Hello, hello, Villas.
Welcome.
Hi. I don't have anything from the 50s today, it's true.
I started with the 60s, the 60s, 70s, 80s. I remember when I first started hearing that, you know, like, from the 60s, 70s, and today. I thought, how long can they keep that up, right? From the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, aughts, and today.
Yeah, you had to stop at aughts.
Yeah, you really had to stop at aughts.
The hits of yesterday and today is a good format, but everything else is a little bit messy.
The hits of aughts?
You've got a little bit of something from yesterday.
I do have something from yesterday, yeah. I'd like to play a song by the band Broadcast, which isn't, you know, hasn't put anything out recently, but they had a series of records through the late 90s and early aughts that I really loved. They're really perfect, wonderful records that are both mysterious and comforting. That's an odd combination for a band, but man, this one really nailed it. Their records have been out of print for a really long time. I have a list of albums on my phone, actually just a list of bands. Every time I go into a used record store, flip through the stacks, try to find something by Elastica, something by Broadcast, something by, I don't know. I mean, it's a short list. Broadcast has been, I've never, ever found a Broadcast LP. Warp, the label that put out most of their records, is reissuing them. They're out today.
Pretty thrilled about that, aren't you?
I'm really, really thrilled about that. I'm just excited about the fact that I will now be able to walk into a record store and walk out of it with the Broadcast LP. That's very exciting to me. They're a band that seems like they'd be really perfect to play on vinyl. Very comforting, really warm, awesome sounds. Analog geeks. Trish Keenan, the leader of this band, died in 2011. It was really tragic, really touching. They've been gone for a while. It's just, I've been listening to all these records again for the last couple of weeks waiting for this to happen. I'd like to play a song called Come On, Let's Go from the, I think, 2000 album, The Noise Made by People.
You won't find it by yourself. You're gonna need some help, and you won't fail with me around. Come on, let's go. I will tell you if you change. And who's been saying things? It's hard to tell. Keep
I didn't know you were such a vinyl geek.
I guess I'm not really a vinyl geek. I started buying vinyl in college because you could buy records for 99 cents in the...
Who would want this stuff?
Right, exactly. I think that, you know, it was still when CDs were, you know, $15.99 at the cheapest.
Yeah.
And I had no money, and I really, really wanted to buy music. And Napster didn't exist yet, and I would go to...
It was before the aughts.
It was before the aughts. Broadcast, though, is like a perfect vinyl band for me, because there's something really... Vinyl for me is comfort music. It's stuff that I want to put on and have it in the house, and I want to play it loud, and I want it... Like, I don't need to sit with it and think about it. I want it to take over. It reminds me of... This is going to be funny. It reminds me of young adult literature in some ways. That feeling of something being kind of scary, kind of spooky, something undiscovered, but also just totally compelling, something driving you forward. That feeling you have when you're a teenager of... knowing that something bad is going to happen, but not being able to stop yourself from moving forward. I don't know. There's something about that, like, bewitching about the band.
I hear that. Almost dangerous, but not too dangerous, or you know you're probably going to get through it.
Yeah, you're not sure how it's going to work out.
Right.
Yeah. It's such a quirky sound for them to pick up on in these days and ages.
Sort of a sound late 60s Euro pop sort of.
Yeah, psychedelic.
Yeah.
Obsessed with that band, the United States of America.
The Joseph Byrd Band from 1967. One record on Columbia.
Yep.
That was it. And, a female singer, electronics, the United States of America.
If nothing else, spawned a band that put out four or five really, really good ones.
It's fabulous.
Yep.
Thank you,
Cheers.
Jacob. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, guys.
I'm going to play a song by Eskimo. E-S-K-M-O.
You had to work really hard
Eskimo.
It's just Eskimo.
The work of Brendan Angelides, you know, you talk about texture and all these tiny little sounds that are in music that bring you back and coming back and back again because there's so much detail in it and you want to know and get familiar with it. Eskimo's music is that. You've heard this before, Mr. Dillon,
yeah.
And it's so, so beautiful. New record's called Sol, S-O-L. I'm going to play one that I have to spell because I'm not really sure how he would say it, but S-P, capital V-C-E.
S-P, capital V-C.
Yeah, like space with a V in the middle instead of an A.
Oh, like inverted space.
Yeah.
All right, sweet. I'm going to call it inverted space.
Sound like that. Here we go.
You know, we were talking before the show about a conversation I had with Ryan Lott of Sun Lux. he and I were texting back and forth about music and melody and how he puts his music together. And he said, you know, melody's great and all, but melody is like the door to the mansion. I want to see the mansion, right? And when I hear this...
So the detail.
All the details. When you know, the melody gets you in the door. But what do you see once you get inside that vast space? You know, basically you can do anything you want in there. And that's what I think when I hear that Eskimo track, and so many of them on this record. It's just a wonderful world of sound to walk through.
He wanted to write a record that sounded like the sun.
Wow.
Yeah, right.
It's funny. Architecture and space, Robin and Bob's comments about this. I kept thinking, this is like Star Wars filmed inside Disney Hall in L.A.,
What? Go with it.
It's like futuristic and weird and like bulbous. You can hear the instruments as well. You can hear that moment when R2-D2 slices open a tuba to stay warm.
It is very cinematic, though, for sure.
Yeah, lots of bleeps Absolutely. And bloops, but actual, you know, like piano and weird horns in there as well.
I like not knowing what's behind all those sounds. I like not knowing what instruments are making those sounds.
And natural sounds, too. Yeah. A lot of field recordings involved in the making of his music that mixes with electronics. But I won't tell you what they are.
And we have another cut from Eskimo on our site, a video that you put up
oh my God.
Last week for the song Mind of War that Eskimo does, which he sings on. And there are some vocal songs on this record, too. That was an instrumental bit.
A magical stop-motion piece of animation, too.
Well, I have to take us out on something completely different. Joanna Gruesome, the band Joanna Gruesome. You don't name yourself.
The name makes me laugh.
I know. Well, you don't, and that's the thing. You don't name yourself Joanna Gruesome if you're a band that expects to be taken seriously, right? I mean, it just immediately says out the gate, we've got a pretty good sense of humor. Obviously, they're naming themselves after Joanna Newsom, the singer-songwriter Joanna Newsom. And, you know, I always thought, just with that name alone, Joanna Gruesom, I thought, okay, this is a novelty band. They're never really going to do anything that serious or, you know, anything particularly vital, right? They're just kind of a joke band. But then they put out this record called Weird Sister in 2013 that was actually really good. It was a great rock record. And now they are back with another album that I cannot quite get my head around how great it is. And also the fact that it's named Peanut Butter. That's the name of the record, Peanut Butter. It's like the first thing you have to ask yourself when you listen to the new record from Joanna Gruesom is it really named Peanut Butter?
Or is it just peanut butter? Like, is it going to be stocked on the shelves at Safeway? When you buy the album, it's not on a CD, it's not on vinyl, it's just peanut butter.
I like that.
Or did they want to make an album that sounded like peanut butter?
This doesn't sound like peanut butter. This sounds more like a blowtorch.
Could be the crunchy kind.
Yeah, and even so, this is going to melt your face. Okay, maybe not melt your face, but it is a great rock song. And actually, it completely shifts gears in the middle of it and becomes just this wonderful pop song. The song is called Last Year from Joanna Gruesom and the record Peanut Butter. I'm sorry, the record's named Peanut Butter. It's out May 19th.
Sorry.
At which point I will be long gone. You know I'm taking some time off. You knew that, right? A couple months?
Hello?
Yeah. I will be gone from mid-May, mid-July, maybe.
Wow.
Yeah.
Last time you did this, Jacob came on.
Yeah, I know.
Took over.
I went out on paternity leave for a couple months. I came back. Gans was here.
You could not move him from the chair.
Yeah, no. So what new person will my next block of paternity leave bring us?
I don't know. The bar's not that high, really.
That's true. Awesome.
Sorry, Jacob. I didn't mean it that
yeah,
way.
I'm still here. Yeah, totally.
Thank you, Mr. Hilton.
Thanks, Bob. Joanna Gruesom, Last Year from the album Peanut Butter.
Let's turn it up to get out the jelly.